And so what do they think war is and what do they think peace is? And in here, I hope you'll toss in the origins of Purple Wagon.
Okay. Yes, what we have talked to children as young as three. Now, many of those children know very little, and some of those interviews have been very short. Probably the youngest child we talked to was 1 week over three. We asked him, what is peace? And his drawing was just kind of blue. I think he said something about water at some point, but he really didn't understand much. When we asked what is war, he said, throw it in the trash with other things we don't like. And he had something involving guns. I can't remember if he acted it out or if he said something about guns. Now, his father did Civil War reenactments, so that's probably partly why he knew what he knew. But then when we get to a little older, we've had preschoolers say, peace is a rabbit, and if it's winter in peace, you'll have to wear a sweater or you'll be cold. So they connect it with something else they know. But we had one little girl who said, peace is a wagon, a purple wagon that someone pulls. We really liked that imagery, so we used that as the title for the website. Originally, it was called Children and Terrorism on 9/11, but then in the next few years, as I started expanding and building on it, we renamed it Purple Wagon to be broader than just the terrorism issue. So they think a number of things about war. War tends to be very concrete. They talk about actions. Parents, when they talk about war, use more action words and use more words than when they describe peace. Children are somewhat more likely to know war than peace. If they don't know one, it's more likely to be peace. However, some kids, when we ask about peace first, then we get to war, they say, oh, now I know what peace is, and we'll go back and explain it. That has been an interesting outcome for us. One of the things that we discovered when we looked at our answers, this is all qualitative research, not giving them any other information, just asking them what they think, and then we look at their answers. What we found was that when we asked war first, they gave more complete answers for both war and peace. As a pacifist, I wanted to believe that starting with peace first was good, to get them on that track and to focus on those issues rather than saying that peace had to be compared to war. A lot of research does say they learn about war first. We think they're learning about both. But if we ask about war first, I think what it does, several things. One is that it is more concrete. It's easier for them to talk about. And then when they talk about peace, they can contrast it. It also may feel less happy or less appropriate to expand on war after they've already talked about peace. So it may be that in order to understand peace, you do need to understand war. It's maybe a little bit like in order to understand light, you need to understand dark and so on. It does provide a contrast. And we found that parents could either give a negative definition of peace, which is the most common thing we get from the parents, which is saying peace is when there is no war or when people are not fighting, and they talk more about what they're not doing than what they are doing. But we found that some parents also did what we called a negative description with replacement. So when they said,